With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. And in Florida, it is starting to look a lot like hurricane season rather than anything else right now because of unusually severe weather that's working its way up the coast over the weekend. At least across much of South Florida.
We're dressed up with no place to go.
This beach walker telling WPLG-TV.
I look like I'm going to Alaska, not to Florida.
So. I need sun.
It's depressing weather.
And the massive wind and rain expected ahead of the East Coast just in time for the start of the holiday travel season. Some workers in the Biden administration are unhappy with the president's support of Israel.
Earlier this week, Biden administration staffers held a vigil outside of the White House and called for a ceasefire in Gaza. After business hours on Wednesday, the staffers stood on Pennsylvania Avenue to protest ongoing support for Israel's military offensive. CNN reported more than three dozen people participated in the vigil. Earlier this month, there were media reports that White House interns sent the president a letter describing the Gaza situation as a genocide of the Palestinian people. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says she and other senators are pressuring the UN to investigate sexual assault by Hamas.
But the UN has really abandoned any facade of being a human rights group.
Senator Ernst was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the porous southern border amounts to a national security crisis for the United States.
I mean, 7 million, roughly 7 million known border crossings illegally, at least 2 million gotaways. That's twice the population of my state of Louisiana. We had 12,000 people come over the border one day last week on Wednesday.
And Johnson says Republicans are eager to pass a spending bill to help Israel and Ukraine, but Democrats have to agree to border changes. This is SRN News. Target is running into trouble again.
A petition drive has been launched against the giant retailer over its decision to sell nutcrackers and Santa Claus figurines wearing gay pride outfits and carrying rainbow flags. 1 Million Moms, a conservative organization, is urging Americans to sign the petition, saying, quote, Target has made a deliberate decision to display controversial products instead of wholesome ones at Christmas. The company was one of the first to embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preliminary designs have been released for an outdoor memorial to the 11 victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue attack. Plans call for the memorial to be adjacent to the Tree of Life Synagogue, scene of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Details are still being hammered out, but the design includes a garden and 11 sculpted forms of open books symbolizing the Book of Life in Jewish tradition. This is SRN News. A major political happening in the Middle East. As the BBC's Mike Thompson reports, Kuwait's ruling emir has died after decades in office.
Sheikh Nawaf al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Subah was always destined for positions of power. The son of the 10th ruler of Kuwait, he was appointed at the tender age of 26, governor of the Kuwait governorate of Hawali, a major commercial center. He went on to hold a plethora of top jobs. In 2006, he was officially designated Crown Prince. Then in 2020, he was sworn in as Emir of Kuwait. His rule was marked by deep and long-standing political disputes, but the Emir was something of a peacemaker. The pardons he issued for dozens of dissidents were widely viewed as a step towards national reconciliation.
That's the BBC's Mike Thompson reporting. More details at srnnews.com.